back, if you'll remember back to about a month ago, maybe a little bit more than a month ago, we had the ticket camp out, year two.
I remember that.
I'm glad you do remember that, Danny. It wasn't very long ago at all.
Go in there and drink 60 shots of beer. Let's see what you got.
How many?
When Mike stole the show in many ways, especially with his 60 beers in 60 seconds trick. Right?
Actually, it was one shot per minute for an hour.
Oh, I was close.
Beer!
And we went out to the Double R Ranch out in Mingus, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
To do the camp out. A buddy of mine owns some property out there, and he let us squat on his property, so to speak.
Bet he's been regretting it ever since.
No. He hadn't. He's glad we were out there. But he had, at the Double R Ranch this weekend, his annual gigantic party, which consists of tons of musical acts, beer...
Beer.
Rough.
Food.
Mike Puppy.
The Railhead Barbecue place was out there. It was tons of fun. Well, actually, it was the Railhead from Willow Springs or Willow Park. I can't remember exact. Remember that?
Where the horse track used
to be. Yeah, the old horse track.
Yeah, outside Weatherford.
So there's a railhead out there, and they catered the event. And there's, you know, 400 or 500 people out there, and it's a big benefit for cystic fibrosis. So thank you to the Meyer boys, Philip and Alan, for throwing this wingding. It's the second time I've been to it. Went to it 2 years ago. Last year I missed it, but back this year. And again, man, you know the great weather we had out there?
Yes.
Or the great weather over the weekend? It was about 15 degrees cooler out at the ranch again. And at night, I spent the night out there, and it was so cold again. Here we are in the middle of May. I thought of you quite a bit.
Did you?
I did. And you were mentioned quite a bit from a lot of people who figured out that were out there that were P1s, that was the place where the campout was. So I had a lot of questions coming from the listeners concerning where exactly you slept, where our tents were set up,
questions,
where the half deer was thrown on me, where everything took place. So it's kind of like a tour guide for a lot of people out there. But again, it's just a great piece of property he has out there. And the concert, he sets up that stage right by the lake, over by where Norm had his tent set up.
Yes.
And there's a huge stage, and you know, they get big Texas country acts to go play. And this year,
Steppenwolf.
I believe last year they had the last show.
Was that who they had?
No, there was no Steppenwolf. Last year they had the last show of Cross Canadian Ragweed before they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And this year they had the Randy Rogers Band. So I was texting George all night long, talking about how Randy Rogers and I were frolicking nude all across the property, and he was envious of it. And then they had Cody Canada and the Departed, and Cody is the lead singer of Cross Canadian Ragweed, and they broke up.
It's his new band.
Yeah. So, and this is, you know, this is red dirt country, if you will. And I'm not familiar with just all the genres of country music, but because I don't listen to a lot of it. But Alan Meyer's wife, Carrie, is the one who really wanted Cody Canada to show up there because she saw him at Billy Bob's, and she was like, they sound like a rock and roll band. I was like, really? She's like, oh yeah, it's full on rock. So I'm like, okay, I'm interested because I love rock and roll.
Put another dime in the jukebox, baby.
Right. So they get out there, Cody Canada, and there are five of them in the band, just a traditional five-piece band. Keyboard, drummer, a couple guitars, a bass, and a lead singer. And they start playing, and all I can think is, and it has a country flair to it, but it is full on rock and roll, and it's
honky tonk,
and it's considered country music. And I told Alan, I'm like, man, can you imagine if George Jones or Conway Twitty was frozen in 1975, and you brought that frozen body out there to this concert, de-thawed him, sat him right there on stage, and says, "This is country music," and he would think to himself, "No." This is Led Zeppelin. You're highly mistaken. There's no way that this is country music. And I understand
country music
I understand the evolution of music, and you know, rock and roll is way different than it was back then, and obviously with the advent of hip hop and everything. But man, I don't think we make enough about country music evolving
country
into
music.
Types of country music evolving into
country
this
country music.
I don't know how I'm fighting through it, but
you're doing great.
Yeah,
I'm really proud of you.
But I thought it was great. I thought it was really, really good. I thought that band was really good. And it was, as I said, I don't even know what makes it country music. I have maybe
country music.
Maybe the way he sounds, his voice. But other than that, man, it is just, it's like the Black Crowes or
what
something.
What makes it country music is the audience that buys it.
Is that it?
Pretty much.
Well, then why don't they like the Black Crowes or the Allman Brothers?
Because that's hippie stuff.
I bet a lot of them do. These lines are all blurred now, man.
I think so, too. But I do get the sense that, yeah, if you said, all right, I want you to listen to this. And it was funny, the build-up music, like the lead-in music mm-hmm. that was just playing over the speakers before they got up there, it was the Black Crowes. It was Blues Traveler. It was Grand Funk. It was random stuff. And there was no country music leading up to mm-hmm. Cody Canada and the Departed. But I got the same sense that if I would have given somebody, you know, Shake Your Money Maker or something like that, and told them, all right, this is a new country band. If they would embrace it or just be like, no, that's not country. But it sounds, and this is going to be on the country charts, Cody Canada and the Departed. They're not crossing over into the rock scene because he has his roots, you know? But I think this...
I bet it's a matter of vocal style, too. I mean, he probably sounds more like a country singer than
he's got a
Chris
little,
Robinson does.
A little twang.
A little bit. Dude, Randy Rogers is the same way, though. Randy Rogers has a little bit of a country twang, but, you know, and there's a fiddle in the band.
Mm-hmm.
But it's rock fiddle.
Well,
when you
got to
play in
Texas,
you got to have a fiddle in the band.
That's what I've heard.
But there is very little that differentiates this from alt country. You know, like just purebred rock and roll country. Maybe the singer's voice is a bit twangier, but the audience that was there eating up every single note of this, if you played them Uncle Tupelo,
they'd hate it.
Why though? It's the same stuff, just a little bit more rocky. Is it the audience?
Well, it's too cerebral and it's not as... They don't have...
He doesn't sound the same and there's no catchphrase.
And
there are no country instruments in Uncle Tupelo, are there?
Yeah, of course there were.
Oh, there are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fiddle?
Yeah. Banjo, fiddle, slide, mandolin, steel, all of it.
All right.
It's all in there. It's all in there.
I don't know. I think that this stuff is just too slick and accessible, and they sing about things that the common people want to hear about.
But I mean,
they don't have to think about it. It's just right there. It's all flashy and glitzy. And
this album comes out in June, and I'm probably going to give it a good couple of spins.
Help yourself.
Because it's...
They sing a lot about the good old days.
But it's not really. This guy doesn't, and it's real jammy.
They would go
on for like 5 minutes on guitar, like heavy guitar jams. Like we were saying, like, you know, if Conway Twitty was unfrozen, he would be like, man, this is beyond Led Zeppelin. It's that you're listening to heavy metal. But their fans eat it up because I think the roots are based, this guy used to be in country.
I couldn't tell you one song that Ragweed ever did.
Did who? Cross Canadian?
Yeah,
I don't know
what they sound like. I don't know what they are.
I don't either.
I saw their picture once, and they look like a bunch of douchebags. They all got their Affliction shirts. And you know what? Nashville has turned into what Hollywood was in 1985. It truly has.
I heard them a couple times. But only for...
Do you remember when they came up here?
Yeah.
The buzz that it caused?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
you would have thought the Beatles rolled up here. Why were they up? What station were they on?
The Wolf. It was a Wolf thing.
But they were
Wolf.
Down here.
Well, they probably needed our live room.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But we have the facilities
now. I think the Wolf used to play them.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I'm
Absolutely
sure they did.
Did. Of course.
Okay, well, that makes them country. You know, the Wolf won't play a lot of that stuff, but some of it they will. And they were one of the ones that, you know, that they would play. But I run across tons and tons of bands just like them. They're all the same. They have a guy who writes the songs that they're doing all originals, sings them all, plays acoustic guitar. They got a lead guitar player, bass, and drums. And that constitutes a Red Dirt band.
Yeah, these guys had a real... Did you mention piano?
No, I didn't.
These guys had a really good piano organ player.
Yeah, some of them may have a piano or an off instrument like a steel player or something like that, but I don't know. I really don't understand that whole genre, and it's very, very crowded, but I do understand this. If you wind up on, or if we wind up on a bill with them,
mm-hmm.
that's not a place I want to be.
Because they don't like you?
No, because, I mean, their crowd will be a lot larger than ours.
What do you mean you wind up on a bill? Like at a festival or something?
Yeah, you know, like a festival, or sometimes, you know, we, you know, either had one of them opening for us or vice versa.
Oh.
And there's not a ton of crossover between us and them.
What point are you trying to make?
That they're big. That's the point I'm trying to make. That all these bands seem to have their own following, you know, varying in size. But
why don't they
all have one? And somehow, this is what I really don't understand. If they're playing original music, somehow those people who come see them know all their songs.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Their fandom is loyal.
Yeah, they're very loyal. These people knew... This band has been together for... I think since December, Cody Cannon and the Departed.
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of people that were there, you know, pressed up against the stage, knew every word to every song. They don't even have an album out, and they knew every word. No record, none, no single. You can't download anything.
Are
you can't find
ragweed
it.
Stuff?
A couple of songs, but it's mainly just new stuff. But they know everything. But I want to know why these people who are really into them don't like rock. Because it's rock and roll.
Because
there is nothing country about it. That's why I liked it. Because, I was like, damn, this isn't bad. It's just rock.
Because they're singing about things those people can relate to.
Like beer and
like
trucks.
Like beer and trucks.
There was very little mention of beer or trucks or X's or anything like that in this guy's set. Or the Frio River. Hey, enough. You know what? Jack's the same way. Jack Ingram's... That's a full-on rock band. And Jack kind of sounds country. Kind of. Mm-hmm. Do they have a pedal steel player?
Normally, he takes a pretty stripped-down outfit with a bass guitar and a drummer. That's
yeah.
it.
But he knows his audience, and his audience is the country audience. It's just, it's changed so much in 30 years. You know, rock has too, but still, the genesis of, you know, you listen to the Foo Fighters, and there's elements of everything from the 70s in there. And
then I guess it just becomes a matter of positioning.
I think that's exactly what it is. It's positioning. Well, anyway, thanks to Alan and Philip and the Meyer family, because that was a kick-ass party. A lot of fun.
Community quick hits are coming up.